Welcome to the Never Not Thinking podcast, where I'll be sharing all my thoughts, stories, and struggles with you as a 23-year-old that can't stop overthinking. Welcome back. If you're new here, my name is Kimberly. I'm 23 years old and I'm a content creator and freelance video editor. Most importantly, I am the host of the show. I can't believe that we're already in this for a month. I really, really want to thank you guys. I appreciate every single one of you that is actually listening. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I see you. I can see the stats. I can see you listening. Before we get started with the topic of today, I just wanted to give you guys a quick little update about how it's going with my bad habits and me breaking them. Because I spoke about this 2 episodes ago and I kind of promised you guys an update. So there's a few things that I really wanted to change, and one of them I kind of succeeded at, which is waking up earlier in the day. And it's been going really good. I'm really making an effort to try and wake up earlier, and I just love that my days feel longer now, even though they technically aren't, but there's just a longer time for me to kind of enjoy the daylight, which is super nice. And I do have to say that it being super nice and sunny outside definitely has helped my case, because waking up early is a lot more enjoyable when it's nice out. Anyways, that was my little update. I'm still working on my other bad habits, but let's just take it one at a time, right? So for today's topic, I wanted to talk to you about interior design, because I feel like that's something that a lot of people really enjoy, but we don't really talk about it as often as, say, fashion or makeup. So today I kind of wanted to dive into what I like and what I don't like and talk about some of the trends that I love. So with interior design, I feel like everyone kind of has their own style. Just like we do in fashion. Someone's fashion style and their interior style can be super different. I've seen people with super colorful outfits and super minimalist homes, people with super minimalist outfits and maximalist homes. And that's always so interesting to me, because I feel like if you meet someone, you never really know what their house is going to look like. And I really wonder what people think my house looks like when they first meet me. I do have to mention that I live in an apartment that I'm renting. We're renting. So I can't make too many changes. Well, I can. But if I do, I have to reverse everything at the end of my contract whenever I want to leave. We already painted some walls and we kind of want to do some more changes. I already have a lot of ideas on my Pinterest board. But I feel like some things are also just too expensive to put in a rental home. And I kind of just want to save that for when I move into an actual home that I purchased and I'm going to live in for a long time. So how I would describe my style now is kind of all over the place, but also not. It's very neutral. It needs a pop of color. I haven't found the right furniture or accessories to do that. I feel like it's a little bit too bland. But then again, we have only lived here for 6 months now. And also haven't really put any real effort into it, except for painting. I definitely know that I can do better. I can do better, okay? And maybe there's also a part of me that kind of wants to save all the good ideas for my actual home that I'm gonna buy, hopefully someday. And if I do, I know exactly what I want and what I don't want. And I thought it would be a fun idea to talk about that today. So some interior styles that I love are, okay, so my first one, definitely number one, is Mediterranean style. And I don't know what it is about this Mediterranean look, but I just love it so much. I feel like it's not boring, but it is really calm. And that's exactly what I like. And right now my house has a calm vibe, but it is a little bit on the boring side. Like, there could be more going on, you know? I feel like Mediterranean style homes are so pretty. They're so calm. They're so timeless. You feel welcome almost immediately. And there's just something about it. It makes you feel like you're on vacation or something. And I just really like the idea of having a home that feels like a vacation home, if you know what I'm saying. So definitely Mediterranean style is my favorite of all. On a good number two is Japandi style. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with this kind of style. I feel like it's relatively new. Maybe it has been around for a long time, but I feel like the name is just now kind of popping up. And again, I just really like the calm vibe. I freaking love it. Please, if you're a maximalist, don't click off. I know what you think of me. You think I'm gonna be a sad beige mom. And I promise I'm not. I promise. Because I like my pops of color. It's not really noticeable right now in my house, but I really do like it. And if you look at my Instagram, at Kimberly Mies, you can see that that's true. But basically, Japanese style is really calm, a lot of neutrals. It's kind of a mix of Japanese and Scandinavian, which I really like. I do lean to the side of Japanese though. It gives off a really kind of luxurious natural vibe that I really dig. And another style that I really love that also gives off this calm vibe, but I feel like is a little bit more, I want to say inviting maybe, is rustic country style. So I'm thinking like natural, aged, organic. And I feel like it gives off such a warm vibe, like a welcoming vibe that I really dig. And I think these three styles are really, like, a mix of them is what my style is. Like, if I had to describe it, I think it really is a mixture of these three styles. So Mediterranean, Japandi, and rustic country. And that's also what I'm, you know, what I'm manifesting for my future home. Is that it can be the best of those three styles. The main thing that these three styles have is that it just channels peace and quiet, which is something that I really need, as I'm always in my head and I'm always thinking. It's just really nice to come home to a clean, calm, peaceful house. Okay, so here's my unpopular opinion, because I know there's people in the crowd listening that are gonna hate me for this. But here's the styles that I typically avoid or don't really like. Yeah, so I think this is, like, you can guess what I'm gonna say right now. Like, it's pretty obvious what I'm gonna say. My most hated style, I'm so sorry, but my most hated style has to be maximalist style. And that's just because I think it's overstimulating for me. When I come to your house and it's maximalist and there's cute little things everywhere and you have like these bookshelves with thousands of books and these like disco balls and pink walls, I promise you I'm gonna love it. Like, I'm gonna love it so much. But for my own home, that is just too much. Like, I think I'm gonna go crazy if that were to be my house. But I do think it could be really cool, and if you do it right, that it can look really stylish. Another style that I don't particularly love is industrial. And this has a very simple reason, to be honest. It's because the whole of the Netherlands has this interior style. Everybody's homes looks exactly the same. The main furniture stores, like the big stores, all carry the same kind of furniture. I think if you're from here, you know what I'm talking about, because a lot of people have this kind of interior style. And to be quite honest with you, there's nothing wrong with it, actually. It's just that I've been seeing it everywhere and it's driving me crazy. It can look really cute in some homes, but I feel like it doesn't really suit every home. So yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't hate it, but I wouldn't choose that kind of style for my home. So the last interior style that I typically avoid or don't really like, and this is kind of unexpected, I imagine, because I just said I really like Japanese style. But is Scandinavian. Yeah, I said it. I know. I feel like that just Scandinavian interior style on its own, please don't hate me, feels a little bit cold and unwelcoming. And I feel like they use a lot of like unnatural, non-organic things and materials, such as a lot of plastic and just a lot of synthetic materials in general. Like, I just don't like the look of it. This is just a personal thing. Like I said, this is my unpopular opinion. I know there's a lot of people that love Scandinavian. Otherwise, IKEA wouldn't be so big. And IKEA used to be my favorite store, actually. I guess that my style just really changed. And that's okay. And I still like IKEA for some things. I just wouldn't want to, you know, furnish my whole home in IKEA, because that's how I started out. That's how I think everyone starts out. IKEA is a great place to start when you want to decorate your home fully. But I feel like I've been swapping out IKEA items for longer lasting items, and almost all my IKEA stuff is gone. I just want to talk about some of the trends that I've been seeing over the years that I have really come to like and that are on my Pinterest board for my future home. One of the first things that I really like, when people have this in their home, I go crazy for it. If you have this in your home, I'm gonna be over all the time. I'm just gonna be staring at it all the time. And I don't know if I'm gonna pronounce it right, but it's Zellig tiles. And if you don't know what Zellig tiles are, they are these little handcrafted tiles. Well, most of the time they're handcrafted, but those are the best ones. They're handcrafted tiles, and they come in all sorts of different colors. And mostly the color may vary a little bit. One is a little bit lighter, one is a little bit darker. I think that difference, like in color and sometimes shape or size, is really the thing that I like about it, because it just adds so much texture to the room. You mostly see these tiles in people's kitchens or in their bathrooms, and I just really like the vibe that it gives off. It kind of gives off this Moroccan vibe, and I really like it. Talking about texture, something that I adore, it's textured walls. And the thing that I tried is lime wash walls. And it's basically this water-based paint, and you kind of paint it on a wall in little X's, and it's supposed to give off this really soft, almost like stained effect. And it kind of looks like concrete depending on which color you pick. And I'm obsessed with it. Like, it's all over my Pinterest, and I tried it in my living room. But the thing is that I think that if you're gonna do this, either you need to be very talented, or you need to have a professional do it for you. I'm pretty good at painting, actually, but this is so different. And I had never worked with lime wash before. And the thing that went wrong with me is, well, A, I picked a color that was way too dark. I needed to pick a color that was just a little bit off, like a little bit off white. And I picked like a super dark beige color. And the second thing I did was I probably didn't mix it right, because you had to mix it. You had this powder, this pigment powder. You had to mix it with water. And halfway through, the paint kind of dried out, and I added more water, and that made kind of a color difference. I was thinking, this is going to be cute. Like, it's going to be fixable. When it dries up, it's going to be cute. Let me tell you, it wasn't. Half of the wall was like this muddy, like it actually looked like mud. It was really bad. And the other half was actually really good. That was the first half that I did. If I'm ever thinking about doing it again, I'm going to hire a professional to do it for me. Right now, I just painted over it with a normal paint that I also used in my kitchen and in my bedroom. So I knew it was going to look good. And yeah, so I fixed that. But I'm really still sad that I don't have the lime wash on the wall, because I was so excited for that when I moved in here. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have... Like, we moved in and it was all white, and I was like, oh, this is the perfect canvas to do my lime wash wall. Textured walls, like lime wash walls, can look really, like, it can really elevate your space. And I really like that about it. The next thing that I think is really cool isn't really like a interior trend, I think. And if it is, it's timeless, but it's plants, like having plants all around your house. I feel like if you don't have plants or flowers in your house, it just kind of looks like nobody's living there, if that makes sense. It just looks a little bit empty to me. So yeah, I try to have as many plants and flowers in my house as I possibly can. I'm not really great at maintaining my plants and flowers, so that's why I have really low maintenance plants. The ones that aren't low maintenance are already dead, so there's that. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And the funny thing is that both my parents are florists, and they have flower shops, and they also sell plants, and they're amazing at anything that has to do anything with flowers and plants, and they have the most beautiful garden as well. And somehow for me, it just doesn't click. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how they do it. Every time I get a new plant from them, it just dies. But yeah, that's a whole different story. I think plants are such a nice add-on to your house, and it brings a lot of life into it. And I particularly love like the Mediterranean style plants, like olive trees, lemon trees. My personal favorite is fig trees. I think those are really, really nice, and they also kind of elevate your space and make it feel a little bit more luxurious. Moving on to the kitchen area, something that I really like, and I kind of do have in my house, but I also don't. It's complicated. Like, I do have it, but it's not the way that I want it right now, is a coffee or matcha corner. As I said, I kind of do have one. It's really just my coffee machine stuffed in a corner with some mugs. But I do really like the idea of having like a separate place in your kitchen to make your morning coffee or matcha. I think that's so cute. And I especially love it when people have like a little nook in their kitchen, like a little coffee nook. I just think that's so cute. And I love watching these TikToks of people like decorating their little coffee nook. And something that I also really like about it is when people have all sorts of cute cups and mugs, and they like put them on a shelf, and it just looks so colorful and cute. So I do kind of have that, but my kitchen is, as I said, I'm in a rental space. So my kitchen is kind of weird. I don't have any drawers in my kitchen. I only have cabinets. It has a really weird layout, and it's super small. So we're making the best of it, but it's not it. I think when we're decorating a house, we are never really thinking about the ceilings. And I think that's such a shame, because a nice ceiling can add so much character to your house. And something that I adore is ceiling beams, and then especially like raw unfinished wooden ceiling beams, like almost as if they've been there for years, you know what I mean, like this old look. This is actually very common in the Netherlands. We unfortunately haven't been so lucky to have those in our own house, but my parents and my boyfriend's parents, for example, they both have these beams, and I think they're so cute. Both our parents painted them white, which I understand, but I think what I really like is painting the ceiling white, and then let the ceiling beams just be wood. And I think that just kind of gives your house so much character and also a lot of texture without putting in a lot of effort. So if I were to choose the way my house looks in the future, I definitely want to have it look very welcoming, very warm, and have a lot of natural details. But what I do also want my house to be is kind of, it needs to kind of have a certain luxury to it. I don't want any chandeliers or like that kind of luxury, but more like it needs to feel a little bit elevated, but still like natural. And something that I feel like does the trick very well is having like a big rug. If you buy a couch, please do not buy a rug that is too small, because it's gonna look super weird. And I'm talking from experience, guys. I'm talking from experience. It looks very weird. I know rugs are super expensive, but please save up for a good rug. Because let me tell you, in the last 3.5 years almost that we've been together, my boyfriend and I, we've had 4 rugs. So that's more than 1 rug a year. And the reason why is because we didn't want to spend any money on a rug. So we started out buying a IKEA rug. We bought a blue IKEA rug because I thought that would be a good idea. I was like, I'm going to put some color in this house. Because I moved in with my boyfriend at the time, and everything was gray. The floors were gray. The couch was gray. The furniture was gray. It was bad, guys. It was super bad. So I was thinking, what if we just buy all blue accents and make it like this blue and gray, right? Sounds really good in your head, right? Like when I'm saying it like this, it sounds really good. But I bought a blue rug. It looked super cheap. It was way too small for the couch. It was terrible. So when I was done with the blue, I thought, you know what? we're just going to get the same IKEA rug, but we're going to have it in like a deep, dark, foresty green. Still didn't want to pay any money for a rug. So it was like 60 euros or something, which is pretty cheap for a rug. And like, I was like, that's the most amount of money that I want to spend on a rug, because these things are so expensive. Okay, so fast forward in time, eventually, of course, we were sick of the green rug. It looked terrible. I don't know why we picked it. So we went back. Can you imagine? We went back to IKEA for a third time. And we actually picked up a rug that was a little bit more expensive. And it was a white beige one, like an off-white beige rug. And it really went well with everything we had at the time. We exchanged the gray couch for a beige one, like an off-white beige one. And oh, this couch was so cute, but there was like a manufacturing defect in it, so we had to return it after not even a year. We got all our money back, so that's good. But yeah, that's why we bought it at the time, because it really matched the couch and it was super cute. But as time went by, the rug started to flatten out because we walked over it all the time, obviously, because that's what you do with a rug. That was also not working, so we had to replace it again. By that time, we moved to this apartment, so we kind of went without the rug for a while. And then we purchased a rug that was freaking 600 euros, which is insane, but it's 100% wool. It looks so much better. It still looks so good. Like, it looks brand new. We bought it in a really big size and it looks super good with our couch, and we're really happy with it. But yeah, I'm just telling you this because we learned the hard way, and we spent a lot of money, lost a lot of money. So yeah, big rugs, they're really important. So something that I also want to incorporate in this house that I'm living in right now, and this is something that I want to purchase short term, is like a good accent chair, like an armchair. I feel like this just spices up your whole living room area. And what I want to do is, because my house is so neutral right now, I kind of want to add like a pop of color with the chair. So I want to buy a chair that has like a pop of color. I don't want to do like a bright blue or anything like that, but I'm thinking maybe like a terracotta, or like a deep pink. I do have to convince my boyfriend though, because he really has a no pink in the house policy. I've tried many times. I even ordered some color samples of furniture items that I want to buy, but he's just not on board. He doesn't like pink. It's not because it's girly, he's just not really fond of it in his house, which I respect. I deeply I'm very sad about it, but that's okay. I'll get over it. I think like a good terracotta is the way to go, or maybe a dark green. So I really have to think about that. I think when I find the right chair and the right color, it's just gonna click. There's a lot of things that we still need to update about our home. It's things we haven't bought still. We also still have to update our outdoor space because we have this roof terrace that is completely bare and unfurnished, just really boring. I will keep you guys updated about the apartment if there's like a major update. So those are all the trends that I love. I hope that you enjoyed listening to my podcast and me rambling on about furniture, but I just really like talking about this. I feel like nobody really likes to talk about it, and I just need someone to ramble onto, and today that was you. So thank you. I hope I will see you again in the next episode. I'm gonna leave a question for you on Spotify, and the question will be, what is your favorite interior design style? Let me know on Spotify in the question box, or let me know on my Instagram at @thennt_podcast. And yeah, again, thank you so much for listening, and I hope you'll hear me later in the next episode. Bye.